Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
All right. So, So we were talking about Rank Breeds last week. So I got Chris here to go over that with you guys if you guys want, or if you guys want to start off some positives and challenges for the week or whatever y'all want to do. I'm ready and game.
Hey, Chris, Rank Breeds is working now, so you can get in, I think.
Yeah, I pulled it up.
Yeah, go ahead and share your screen, man. Just go ahead and show them around. And yeah, dude, these guys are real smart, man. They're high level operators in their short term rental businesses. Manage a lot of properties. I think the other guy that's not on here, he owns a ton of properties like me, as well as kind of a little bit of management. But yeah, these guys are all like superheroes at short term rentals.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, I'm the hospitality bitch. That's kind of what I do. Run with all of our clientele and keep everything, all of our systems in place and running smooth and all that good stuff. And one of them that we utilize, like he's talking about, is Rank Breeze. And some of you guys said you use that. So you may know as much as I do, but here anyway, is I'll show you some of the stuff behind it and why we use it. All right. Everybody see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So get your highlights. Your highlights just gives you like one of your best rankings. We'll just kind of show you this one each day. Like right now, it's not the only one, but like our Bluffton property ranked number one for 6-count guest satisfaction. It gives you kind of across the board, like kind of like a little highlight reel of one of your properties. But I can't see that side over there because various pictures and stuff. But you'll just notice all our properties down through here are on the first, second, or worst case scenario, third page down through here as we go down through here. Our goal is to always be on the first three pages at the worst case scenario, like being on the first two if possible. And Rank Breeze helps us make that possible, which, as Brandon was just saying a while ago, does not guarantee bookings, but it does put you in a lot better position to be booked than someone on the fourth, fifth, or 25th page. And so we'll look
quick question. See the page numbers, and then it gives you the guest count. So obviously, it's telling you you're on that page with that number of guests. It decides that number of guests, or you told it that number of guests?
No, that is, I'll pull this one up here. All right, our battery retreat there near the Brave Stadium. I'll pull that one up. Okay. All right, you'll see now, we'll pull it down here. If you look at this little chart down here, now that home sleeps 8. So we're not really marketing to 2, 3, or 4 guests. I mean, 5's okay, but we don't really, I mean, typically speaking, those guests are going to try to find somewhere smaller and cheaper. So, I mean, it's cool to have the information. Unfortunately, Rank Breeze is going to start out at number 2 and go all the way up to whatever number, you know, guests you have. So if you got 16, you're going to go from 2 all the way up to 16. So I usually go in there, I'll knock off a couple of these just so I can see more of where our actual target group, 6 to 8. Now you'll see 6 to 8. We are on page 1 for 8 guests. We're ranked number 1 on page 1 for 7 guests. Ranked number 1 on page 1 for 6 guests. We're ranked number 1 on page 1.
Oh, yeah.
So, we target that. And so it will show you kind of like, you know, your ranking on your best ranking on that page. Although for us, the Atlanta one, it said number 1 for 6 guests. We're actually also number 1 for 7 and 8 as well. So you can go in there and see though exactly where you're standing, where you're at, which is really cool because in that way, you know, if you're not where you want to be, you can do the things in your SEO to help bring that up. And so something else you can do also, because one of the biggest things for your rankings, we'll talk about that in a second, is just some of the things you can do to increase your rankings or move yourself up in the rankings. But something you can do as well, because one of the biggest indicators or movements of your property will be your price. And so one of the cool things you can do, though, is, okay, it gives you your guest count over here on the left-hand side. And right now, this is only 5-day set. You can change it up to 2 nights, 3 nights, however many nights you want to kind of look at it as. Right now, it's set up as a 5-night whatever. I've just changed it this morning to a 2-night. It hasn't kicked in yet. But that way you can go in for specific dates or weekends. So you've got a weekend coming up that, so you're Monday the 22nd through Friday the 26th. So you have this week that's open. And you've got, you know, your target group is 8 guests. You can go down here into, on this side here, and go down to your 8 guest count and come here to details and click that one. And it's going to tell you your nightly price. This is what we're charging right now in this particular, during that particular week per night is your nightly price. It's also going to give you the minimum price that's across the, now this isn't just your stuff. This is across the board for whoever's listing in that area. And so the minimum out of all these rankings, how the average minimum nightly would be $89, maximum $1,400 a night, your average or medium prices. So you kind of see where you are with those stuff. Now you look at here, the listings, and it actually gives you the listings right there as well. Here we are in the first listing. We got all the rest of these down through. It goes all the way down to, you know, I think it's 300 in here. So you see what your competition is, all that stuff. So we know we're number one during that time period, but it also lets you know, you can look at other people's, kind of see what they're doing, saying as well. But it also, again, that's a really good indicator when you can look at this and see, all right, this is where our nightly price is. This is the average or the median. I go more off the median than I would the average. The median, 270, I'm at 210. So for that particular week, I'm probably priced to book well, but I'm also probably priced a little bit lower than I want to be right at the moment because 210 is the average. 270 is the median. There's a lot more higher. There's a lot more lower. So I'd probably bump that up to at least 240 to stay still right under that median, but give me still more of a competitive edge on that for that time period. So that's just one of the ways you can use Rank Breeze because, again, your pricing and all that kind of stuff, all that plays into the Airbnb algorithm and moving you up. What's also cool is on here you can track changes. You can go in here and track a change. You can go in there and say what the change was. Like you changed your pricing. You changed title. You changed your listing description. You can make these – you can track these changes, save it. It's going to place a mark in your calendar so that way you can go back and look, okay, on this day I made these changes and then these are the results of those changes. So, you know, if you did something cool and, it, you know, hey, it boosted you up to the second page in 3 days, you have a record of that. And you can go back in and say, hey, this is what this did for me. Great. If you did something and 2 days later you drop 5 pages, you're like, oh, shit, that didn't really work too good. You can go in and be like, yeah, I just changed this up and that didn't work. So that way it kind of gives you a running record on your properties and that kind of stuff of what did work, what didn't work, you know, kind of keep you moving up that way with it. So those are just kind of some of the basics on the home page or the front page there.
So quick question. When you're going through all that and looking at the pricing like that to improve your ranking, you basically are going to have to pull up Price Labs and manually manipulate every day's price to meet those metrics?
You don't have to. I mean, you can look ahead of time to see, like, if there's a weekend or a certain date or time period that you are you wanting to. Generally, that's going to stick around the same seasonality-wise. I like to look at it just like if there's upcoming weekends, it's going to be like a holiday-type weekend. Like, what's everybody looking at? What's the norm going for? Right? Like, if I've got something that's not really booking great right now, like, why is it, you know, where are we compared to other people with the bookings, that kind of stuff? I'll look at it that way to see, are we priced too high? Are we priced too low? What's kind of, where are we with everybody else? If something's kind of like getting static or something. So that's your properties.
And could then, you go to that same property in Airbnb just to see like what it shows for the analytics on like what's your percentage of like first page and all that stuff?
Inside of Airbnb itself, you're talking about?
Yeah, I'd love to see just what like Airbnb, because I like some of the data in Airbnb always seems like a little weird, but I'd love to see like what they're showing for that same exact listing in there in terms of like, you know, first page views and things like that.
I got you. I'm trying to pull it up. Let's see.
So if you go into insights,
let me go to where's our, let me find that property first.
That's funny. I don't think I've looked at those stats within Airbnb in forever. I didn't even remember they existed.
I didn't.
Yeah. Really, if you go up top there in between calendar and menu to insights.
That's right there. Yeah.
Yep. And then if you go to conversion on the left side there.
Conversion. There we go. Okay.
Yep. And then, so you have all listings picked. If you just want to pick that one we were on.
Let's see here. Dun, dun, dun.
Cool. So yeah, so here, so this is a, so here it says you show up on the first page 50%.
Mm-hmm.
15% search the listing. That's really high. That's great. Listing to 3%. That's super high too. That's good. But yeah, so your overall conversion rate 0.55.
Yeah, so. I think like anytime you're on, like, I think for me, it's like that same mindset, like with Google and stuff. Anytime you're on those first few pages, you're definitely going to have a lot higher of conversion rates and everything else as compared to being on like the 25th page or whatever else. So that's really why I like Airbnb so much.
It's interesting though that Airbnb says you're on the first page 50% of the time. So that's like, even though you're the number one ranked one, they're only showing you on the first page, you know, 50%. Like, that's how much I think they want other people, you know, on that first page.
Oh, definitely. Well, and that's why we're in here every day.
Yeah.
I'll have something on the first page one day, but then, I mean, I've had it drop from the first page to the eighth page overnight. And I'm like, what the hell happened here?
You know?
Just overnight. Now, sometimes that can be, there's been a flood of new STRs hit the market in that area. They got that 20%, they got that 20% discount bump. They push them up in the ranking, so that can drop you down for a couple of days. I don't do any hasty movements when that happens. If it's been like something crazy like that overnight, I'll give it a day to watch it, see if it brings it back down like a day or two later, and then go from there. Because sometimes it will go from 1 to 8 and then back to 2 within a 2-day period. Which that tells me it's just fluctuation in their flow of properties and things like that, not
100%,
not just the listings and stuff. So.
Question. So I saw a lot of your guys' calendars, I guess, of several weeks back when we were on one of these mastermind meetings, and you guys were like sitting really, really low at occupancy. Are you guys still fairly low right now? Yeah, we're hitting, and this isn't the brag, but we're hitting 70% all across the board. I mean, we got one or two properties that are kind of lagging behind all the others, but we consistently sit between 70 to 80% every
single day.
So, I mean, this is going to be a good tool for you guys if you're not using it. Like, we always book and fill our calendars. But it's a combination of Chris going in there, like he's saying, doing this every single day for us.
And yeah.
I think you guys are in my Facebook group, but I do the $5 up and down every single morning. It takes me 30 minutes to go through price labs once a morning, 7 days a week. And I do it religiously. It's like, and I kind of make it fun. It's kind of like I get to watch my money grow. So 1 month, if we're having a slow month, like August was a slow month, we only had like $60,000 in bookings. I've watched it grow in two weeks to over $100,000 in bookings. So I think this month we'll probably compete with June, honestly, give it another week or two, because in our areas, there's a lot of last minute bookings and markets. So, I mean, all of this kind of plays into effect. We're constantly in this every single day, Chris doing everything that he does. And then me, I just like to see my numbers daily. I'm very OCD with it. So hope that helps. But yeah, I don't know. He's probably got more to show you guys. Whatever you guys want, feel free to ask him.
Yeah.
I kind of give you a little bit of my little
question. Sorry. I got to go back to the dropping the $5 a day. So what is the strategy? You just like move the price $5 every single day if you're not booking?
Yeah. So if I'm at, let's just say my base is, you know, I do a $10 difference between my base and my minimum, and I leave my maximum open. I want my properties to make as much money as possible. But, you know, a home might be pulling in $300 a night. But if for some reason I'm like at 50% in the next 30 days and then 20% in the next 60 days, my goal is to get my calendar at 70%, because that's where you make the most amount of money with the least amount of turnover. So 70% is the numbers that I always want to go after every single month in occupancy. And then 50% for 2 months out, so 60 days out. I don't worry about my calendar 90 days in advance. And in fact, we've got seasons customized in Price Labs so that every 2 months, like the 90th day forward is blocked off and exceedingly high with a higher price. So what I do on Price Labs, I might have a minimum of 200 and 190. And if I'm at like 60%, well, guess what? My occupancy is not 70%. So I'm going to go down $5, adjusting every single day. So that 290 goes down to 195 for the base, and the minimum goes to 185. And I'm doing that daily. Let's just say the comps may say that I should be getting 250 a night, but I've got my property all the way down to 165 because I'm not getting it filled. Well, guess what? Price Labs, I don't really care about that. I don't give a shit if it was $100. Price Labs customizes and bumps you based on the festivals, the seasonality, and all that stuff that they do, as you guys know. So it's probably really throwing me off, even though I'm changing the minimum and the base daily. It's throwing off algorithm hits, kind of like somebody sniffing cocaine. It's throwing off hit and a bump every single day in the algorithm for Airbnb, and it's throwing those hits for us, and it's pushing us up in the rankings on top of what Chris is doing here. But every single day we're changing that, just a small little change daily based on the occupancy. Obviously, if I go, all the way down to 165, and then it throws me at a 84% occupancy, now I got to go up. Now I'm working my way up. I might be back up to 250 in the next 2 weeks. And then it kind of slows down again. So I'm constantly going up and down daily, $5 increments. That's part of my strategy when I'm doing my pricing. And it fills my calendar, man. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's like, I laugh when I see everybody saying that we are not getting occupancy filled. And then also another thing that we're doing too is, Chris and I were talking about it last week. So I had him go in and change in all the areas where we have more business travelers, like Atlanta, the Biloxi area, things like that. So all the properties that are not in like 100% vacation markets, we allow for 1 day rentals between Monday through Thursday. So now we're getting a little bit of increase with business travelers because those business travelers need somewhere to stay. And typically it's one night. So we took off and stripped those minimums. On top of that, now, now we're getting a little bit of increase doing that too. And that was just something that we came up with. We're always thinking about how to systemize better. We're in multiple Facebook groups, not just our own, and we're seeing what other people say and do and monitoring, and we're configuring daily. But yeah, man, I mean, dude, that stuff like works. I think when I took over the pricing a couple months ago, because, we were kind of like, oh shoot, we're kind of like, this is not working the way we want it to. I went over and started doing those $5 hits, and we got really, really low on a couple of properties. Chris is like, hey, dude, I understand. I love you, man. But, that's really low. This is going to bring in some crap.
Freaking shit out of me, man. I'm like, damn, that's low.
Yeah, it was. I got a home in there. I had a home in there 2 weeks ago that's like a little honeymoon suite home with a three-bedroom, one bath that's supposed to be getting like $150 to $160 a night. I had that thing as low as $65 a night. And 75 for a minimum. So 75 for the base and 65 for the minimum. But what Price Labs does is it adjusts to the seasonality and what's going on in the area. So really it was hitting up all the pricing at like $140. So it was only like $20 cheaper than everybody. So yeah, take that for what it's worth for you guys. Don't be afraid when your seasonality, your seasonal configurations, you're consistently going and or increasingly high. Dude, I've got I'll end at this, but we've got a couple of properties in South Carolina. Dude, they just stay filled. It doesn't matter how fucking high I go. I just keep on increasing the prices. I can't. Yeah, we're struggling a little bit, but like that Skyhawk, like right here, the bungalow, I'd be going lower by $5 each day. This one.
So let me just ask you a quick question. Like, have you tried to use the customizations in Price Lab, like the last minute prices where it's automatically adjusting your prices per day?
We do the default with that.
The default last minute prices?
Yeah, they have a Price Lab has a default system where it lowers it down up to that last minute for you. I mean, you can customize it, or they have a default setting as well. We just use their default setting for that one, for the last minute type booking stuff.
Yeah. Can you go back to Rank Breeze, Chris? I want to see the Paradise Palms. Actually, I know that one's. We're already getting away from the beach.
Yeah, that's kind of my question too. Is like, how do you feel like it's any different if you're going in there every day? You're doing it manually, but like that's the point for Bryce Labs is it's doing it for you every day. Sometimes you know every few hours, just because of how you have it set up. So how do you feel like it's different than you know what it's are? It does. That's not going to show up differently in you know Airbnb if you're doing it manually or not, right?
Our calendars are consistently staying filled where most people are. So I've noticed a big change when I started doing it daily versus letting the algorithm and Price Labs do it for you. I don't know how to explain it. It's all freaking computers and.
Right. No, I think you just have to like find the right setting to get what you want Price Labs to do for you because it's not the default. I can tell you that.
I tell you what, I wish they could freaking come up with a, hey, let me increase $5 a day or increase. Right. Decrease. Yeah. They would do that. I wanted to go in every single day, but I mean, honestly, they don't. And I'm a little OCD and neurotic anyways. And it's my, you know, it's my houses and I'm liable for the mortgages. So at the end of the day, like I've got to watch it. So
I did watch a podcast with the owner of Price Labs the other day, who was just talking about, you know, why he developed it, what he was doing with it, you know, all this kind of stuff, his why behind creation and that kind of stuff. And something I thought was cool though, he's talking about, he said over here, like on your, you get your property and you pull up, you got your 30 day, 60 day, 90 day, whatever here, you got your percentage of occupancy rate. And he was saying, listen, everybody sees that and freaks out. He said, you know, when you're, you know, 14 days out, yeah, you want to see stuff like this. He said, but 30 days out, he said, you go, here's a look, you look at this right here. He was saying, cause he had all his properties listed on there and he was showing this. He said, if you just look at this right here, you got your listing percentage and your market. That market right there is 30. That's where 30 days out. That's where most people are booked at right now in our market. That's comparable to this property. So other places like us at this point are only at 30%. So for us being at 60%, we're way over the market for booking right now for that area, which tells me 30 days out, we're already at this place over the market. We could be a little low right there. I mean, it tells us with that much distance between it, we could probably raise the prices then being 30 days out at 60% over the market already. So that's another way you can kind of use that to help gouge pricing and things like that as well, as where you are in the market. Because I know you want to, we talk about wanting to see these numbers at higher numbers or whatever else. Like he was talking about these 30 days, 60 days out, all that kind of stuff. He's like, if you're anywhere close to the market, like, he was talking 60 days out being close to the market. We've doubled the market in both 30 and 60 days out. So, I mean, which tells me that we probably could, you know, $5 a day it back up a little bit in that numbers then. So that's another good way you can use like the market kind of tool right there in Price Labs. Also kind of see where you are and stuff as well based on other properties that are very comparable to yours in the market area that you're in. So that's Price Labs. We're on Rank Breeze, but anyway, yeah, he was talking about that the other day and I thought that was pretty cool. Just, you know, what he was sharing about that and how he uses that part of his tool. So, but Rank Breeze, just real quick, I'll show you. I mean, for real, you guys, if you have it, you can use these. It's going to give you a video tutorial kind of on all this type stuff. So it's pretty, I mean, all this stuff's pretty awesome. The how you actually put this into play though for your increased rankings, I would say before you really dig into Rank Breeze, try to use that. Some of your first three things, I guess, really what you call it, your foundations would be, you know, make sure you got quality pictures, which I'm sure you guys, you know, have professional quality pictures up. You want to have a descriptive listing title. Airbnb and those platforms love adjectives. You know, so make sure you got, you know, highly descriptive access to your listing titles, things of that nature. And then also optimize your listing description using keywords for your area and stuff. When it's cool, because if you click up this optimization hub up there top, it'll bring you over to a page like this. And it's going to give me keywords for this specific area. So, I mean, in titles, it's going to tell me, you know, 50% of, people on page, whatever it is over there, I can't see it, uses the battery in their title. Or, you know, so I'm going to try to find like 61% on page one uses Smyrna in their listing title. So it kind of gives you, you know, title words or description words, keywords that are used. So if you're not using those in your title or in your listing, you can make slight changes. And I watched when we started using this stuff and started going in and making changes on the descriptions and titles based off of these type SEO keywords, I watched changes overnight in our rankings. And so, and it doesn't have to be Airbnb and the algorithms like to see that there's some changes, just like little small tweaks daily. So I may go in and I might find just a single word that we didn't have in our description that fits for that area and just add that word in, not change the entire description, but just make a small change in it, because small changes in your pricing, small changes in your descriptions or titles or whatever else, all those little small changes really adds to their algorithm. They want to see like kind of like that daily change, if you will. And so that's just another one of the ways we use the Rank Breeze and the stuff that's provided to help us stay kind of up toward the top. That's it.
Do they have I haven't been in Rank Breeze since we got it. What's the services tab over there, Chris? Is that anything to either, do they have any additional services?
That just, if you want to actually pay them, you can hire them to optimize your descriptions, SEO campaigns, project, you know, the stuff like that. You pay them to do that for you, but
I'm paying you to do that.
I guess it's if you don't have the time for it and stuff, but I mean, seriously, with that optimization hub and stuff they give you, that's already there. All it takes is a little bit of time just to go in and get those keywords yourself, make those changes yourself. I mean,
yeah.
They had come out like a few weeks ago, or I guess a couple months ago, and said that, you know, this month they're going to start basically like downgrading people or hiding listings that have like emojis in it. Have y'all seen any decrease? I have emojis in all mine. So,
they've said that for not just in the past month. They've been saying that. I've been hearing that since I've been with Brandon.
Yeah, no, they've been saying it for a while. And then they put like an official date that I think was like the 14th. Like it was like literally like a few days ago, like 14th of August. I don't know. I haven't seen any decrease on mine with it, but I was wondering if, I don't pay as much attention, you know, to it as this daily stuff you're doing. So I was just wondering if you've seen anything.
No, actually because I keep an eye on that as well. We've took some emojis that we had out of some, but like I said, I still have the baseball in this one. I have a sun on some of our beach properties and stuff like that. And they're still staying where we've always wanted them to be at. There's not been that much change with them or anything else, just the normal fluctuation. And then I go into Airbnb and I look around the area as well. And some of the top ones still have them in their listing as well. So I'm not the lone wolf out there. So
I agree. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's how we use it.
So you use it for the price that way, the title by looking at that. So photo, is it telling you like how high quality yours are, or it's just telling you kind of what to do?
Just tell you what to do for that. Okay. Yeah. They're just telling you to make sure you're using high quality resolution photos, quality photos, lighting, you know, stuff like that, we already know. But
can you pull our listing up right there, Chris? I'm sure you guys are doing this, but Chris has like area interest type of photos. He's got most of our listings. He's got, you know, like every five photos, or I mean, on the third to fifth photo, he's got like a review in there. You know, obviously we've got like four, five photos in these canvas shot. We got canvas shot photos, but yeah, let's pull up the because I looked at it recently, the loft. Pull up the loft, Chris. Mm-hmm. And that thing just stays freaking uber booked. It's ridiculous. I can almost pick my price for that thing. So this home right, yeah, if we can pull it up on Airbnb is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, okay.
So he's got these photos in here of like the downtown area, looking at our loft. Can you click on all these photos, Chris?
I think so. I'm trying to get around the pictures.
Yeah, so he's got area photos. He's got what it looked like in the fall. We're marketing to the fall right now, fall audience. So we got leaves colored leaves changing. We got the orchards there.
The review picture was up toward the top, but I changed it just the other day because now we're moving to the fall season. So I put more. Some people say, "Why you got so much stuff? Not just the house in here." And like, whenever we do our little seminars or things like that, I talk about optimization of pictures or things of that nature. I always talk about, you know, we're not just speaking to the house itself. People don't need to see every pot and pan you got in your cupboard, that kind of stuff. Your pictures are telling a story, just like your description is telling a story. And so we want to speak to there what they're going to experience while they're there, not just the house. So we try to find things around the area as well. That's why they're coming there. So, you know, like some outdoor of Blue Ridge and where it's at in comparison to downtown. We're coming into fall, so I'll change it out based off seasonality as well. So now fall time, we're going to put fall pictures, colors in there, you know, the fall travel train, and everybody's coming down for the apples, you know, all the festivals and all that shit there. So we'll try to drop in some of the different pictures of the area and stuff as well, as not just the home as well in the pictures.
Yeah.
And we'll try to change those around. Some of the house pictures will stay the same, but we'll change out some of the other reviews or from fall to winter picks, winter to spring picks, you know, all around the same area as well. That way our pictures are also getting some fresh updates seasonally, you know, kind of seasonally as well.
How's this one ranking? I'm just kind of curious since we got it up. I'm not trying to take away from you guys. I'm just kind of curious since we got it up.
It is on page 3 and 4. Or not 3 and 4, guess. I'm sorry. We're on page, let's see, I need 3. I can't see up there.
Page 1, yeah.
And but see, you see over here the very last part, it's on page 1, then over here it dropped down, it's coming back up. So you have like people putting new houses on the market, that kind of stuff. You saw it drop one day, but come back up the next. So,
well, and I found too, like once your house gets booked out, right? Like they're not going to show your, it's not going to show up when you're, when like right. The dates, when you got nothing to book. So I noticed like in San Antonio, like I went up to page 1, those last couple of weeks, and I just got like a 2-week booking, and there's so much occupancy, like, you know, a lot of people with that. I think it's like average like 30% right now in San Antonio. So there's so many places with this weekend that's the lead availability and next weekend. So I noticed we like shot down right away after you got that 2-week one. It's like, oh, you don't have right. The dates, you know. So
yeah, because and your calendar as well. Because like I said, the more you fill your calendar up out ahead of time or things,
yeah.
Well, you won't show up in the rankings as much either, because again, there's nothing for them to find when they look
right.
For 100 dates.
Yeah, because you guys are already at 77 for August and 53 for September, which means, and 70% for October, which means all of your book, you know, your weekends are already booked. So you're only really showing up for weekday one. So yeah, you're going to see a little dip from that, which is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So that's great, man. Those are great, great occupancy numbers. That's insane.
Yeah, that property used to get like 150, 160 a night. Now it's kind of, well, I guess it's, yeah, there's the average rates. I mean, it's getting 200 to 250 a night now. Holidays wow. Like over $300. I mean, it's just a 900 square foot loft.
And what is the top level city rankings? Is that, it just shows what the top properties are doing?
Yeah, and it's based off, that's more of your calendar. It's that's where you talk about your calendar and stuff as well. You're going to come over here and you're going to see stuff based off of really the area calendar. During that, it gives you the daily. Like, you know, this here's being spread out. This is more day because it's going to be based off then of your calendar. That's what you're talking about well before. Like, if I have any kind of opening days or I'm booked up forever, then I might not be showing up high or low, because that's going to be based off, again, the calendar. The other one's kind of like overall ranking, how it's been. The other one's the top city level is going to be based off my calendar for that area and stuff.
It's really interesting to think about. It's yeah, like it's obviously it's not doing anything for you, right? Like you still got to do everything yourself.
Right.
But it's like I've just been recently tracking what they'll track for you there, where it's like, oh, I'm making a change on this day. Like, what are the changes with it? But this just makes right. It so much easier to see all of that of like, are the changes that I'm making actually, you know, positively affecting me or not?
Right.
And so the data, you know, is great for that. Cause it's like, I already use Price Labs to look at the pricing, how I compare it to everything, like use Airbnb to show it. So it's like, I kind of have all the tools that this is showing, except this just displays it in a whole different way. That's like, you know, it just gives you much more, you know, just easy action items to be like, all right, here's what we got to do, you know, change this listing title, whatever.
Oh yeah. It makes it more, I compare it to like an Apple to Windows. I'm a Apple's guy. It's, you know, very plug and play almost with Apple. I make everything really easy. this is what Rank Breeze does for me, where some of the rest of that stuff can be more like a Windows type setting, if you will. It's a little bit more hard to navigate. It's not laid out as nice and neat. So it definitely puts it all in one place, in a very easy way to get your data and then kind of interpret it and go from there. Like I like down here, we can look at, we can see, you know, our listing. I've put in other listings that are comparable to ours in that area. So I can see, you know, what we're listing our property at, what they're listing all theirs at, where we compare with that. We can see how they rented it out. We're not rented out, but we're still around the same pricing here. Okay, I see. So it kind of gives you, you know, you can, I love to be able to compare with other people's properties that are comparable to ours, where they book when they're not, what their pricing are and is, and things like that. So I think it's pretty cool as well, something they offer.
With the titles, like you'd show that, like, hey, here's what the top ones, you know, have in theirs. Do you ever find that, you know, it's like, well, if everyone puts, you know, downtown or whatever in there, you know, but that's in the first ones, that it's sometimes it's like you got to do a different one to set yourself apart? Or are you pretty much finding that if it's if all people that are on the first page have that one, that you should include that one on the
title? Yeah, like I'd say like 4 months ago for the mountain properties, one of the key phrases, one of the early on key phrases was hidden gem. Hidden gem. I put a little diamond emoji in there with it, you know, hidden gem up in there. And that worked great until then everybody started using hidden gems. So when I started seeing more listings using the same thing that I was using, then I change it. I go find somebody else that's ranking up top doing that, because now that everybody's going to, because most people don't go in, they'll set it and leave for a long time. They don't go in as often as we do and fix things. So I'll use something until I see other people are using it a lot. And then I'll change around, find something that's still, like I said, in those top numbers that's being used SEO wise, maybe that kind of like the new emerging SEO word for that area, and start using that one. Cause I think I've got hidden gem on one property now left. Before I had it on like 7 or 8. That was something that was working 4 months ago. But again, everybody began using it. It became almost like a cliche for all the listings. So I was like, oh, we got to stand out again. This, what Brandon always talks about is purple cow stuff. And that purple cow for me doesn't just work on the house exterior or something on the inside of it. For me, that works on all of our stuff, even in our systems. You know, how do we purple cow our title? How do we purple cow our description? How do we, you know, purple cow our pictures, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, the same principle he talks about when he's flipping a house or putting a house on market or, you know, all that stuff, same thing he teaches, I also then use when it comes to our systems as well. You know, how can I purple cow these systems, you know? So
it's basically standing out. Seth Godin wrote a book called Purple Cow, if you guys have never read it. Really good book.
I got that. how about guest satisfaction? Where do you find is that point where you're, you know, starting to go down a little bit in the rankings based off that guest satisfaction number? You know, you get one bad review, whatever, you know, 4-star review on Airbnb is like fucking, like basically getting an F, right? So
yeah, I can answer that. We have well, I mean, Chris can add to it too, but specifically when you list your property, it's imperative for the first 4 to 5 reviews to be 5 stars, because if they fall short, Airbnb is going to squash you in the algorithm. So we had a property, again, my Green and Barrett property that we put on the market last November or December. And we bought this property. We did some light renovations to it. My wife and I stayed in it. We brought some family in it. We stayed in it. But there's no problems. We like to stay in our homes before we put them on the market just to squeeze out any problems so that we don't get bad reviews. Well, come to find out, there were some hidden plumbing problems we didn't know, and we couldn't find out when we were there. So we listed it, let people start staying, and this thing was making weird noises. It was starting to stink. It was dripping and faucets and multiple problems. Literally, like the first, and this has happened on a couple of listings, but the first review was just not great. Like, let's just say a 4. The other one might have been like a 4.1. The other one might have been a 3.7. Well, guess what? When you get 3 of them in a row like that, that aren't doing that good, it makes you look bad, first of all. But then Airbnb is like, no, fuck you. We're taking you off the first page. We're going to put you somewhere else. And you got a 4.3 ranking. Well, what I had to do to combat that was fucking give that house away and break even or lose money for several months between like January through April. We finally got enough people coming back. I'm just like, well,
for bury the bad ones.
What's that?
So you have to bury the bad ones.
Yeah,
bury
you
the bad comments with new good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to just give that one away, just bury it until it came back up. So gave it for away for nothing. Now we're finally, after like 8 months after all that problem, took us to about 4 months to get decent pricing. Now I can get higher pricing, but it's imperative to get good reviews, because if you don't, they will squash you. We did have another one that we're dealing with. I think it's the only one we're dealing with right now. I've got one. I've got a property in Bluffton, my main house and my carriage house, or you can rent it all as one whole property. Well, so we have three listings there, A, B, or C. Well, the one with the main house is not doing good. It's at a 4.3 or something, or 4.2, because some woman rented there originally out the gates, the first people that went there, and they just they gave us a bad review because of bugs. Well, we literally sent an exterminator over there to go and spray it. The guy, you know, called us or called Chris back up, or Nicole, my admin assistant, but basically said, hey, they got the back door open and you're in low country, South Carolina. Bugs are going to fly in. He's like, I've treated this house a couple times for you and I've never seen a bug. It's spotless, but these idiots are leaving the doors open and letting all the air out, letting the bugs in. That's why they're complaining. So they literally gave us, great reviews or whatever, but, you know, they complain about bugs and just stupid stuff, man. You're constantly fighting it. So I don't know. We try to kiss people's butts when we come up with situations like that. We try to offer a little bit of money back if they start complaining to kind of buy our reviews. But dude, yeah, man, I mean, first off, you got to get really good reviews right out the gates. Otherwise, they will hurt you for months. Airbnb's against you. At the same time, if you got a ton of reviews, we got several properties that have shit ton of reviews, great reviews. And if I get one that's just like, hey, F you, one star or something like that, dude, first of all, I'm going to call Airbnb up and we're going to probably get it removed 50% of the time. But if I can't, it's not going to hurt me because I got 150 good reviews and then I got one knucklehead saying something stupid that is obviously a lie. It's not going to affect me. So when you got a lot of reviews, one bad review here and there doesn't hurt you. But when you got no reviews, one or two bad reviews really hurts you. So that's my take on it, unless you have something else, Chris.
And I'll just say, there's been numerous ones where I've called and had taken off. People act like that's impossible to do with Airbnb. It's not. Just don't take no for an answer. The first person I always talk to always tells me, we know, based on our policy, da-da-da-da, and they give me others running around still. I said, that's fine. I want to talk to your manager, please. And so they'll have somebody else call me back. And once I, you know, usually the second or third call, if I can, you know, provide a pretty good, I mean, if we fucked up, it's on us, and it's just on us, and there's nothing I can do about it. But if it's something that's, you know, just kind of silly and they're giving us a bad review because of, you know, they're just trying to get money back and trying to work the system, then typically I can prove that. And like I said, I've had a number of those removed just because it takes some time, but because I just don't let them say no and go on from there. I just like, you know, I don't take that and keep pushing the bar, and we'll get those removed. And so, I mean, we just had one the other day, a one-star review from a lady that didn't even stay at the damn property. She booked it, canceled, or she wanted to cancel, but she was within 5 days of canceling. And so I wouldn't cancel her because I told her, you know, if I cancel, you get your money back. If we cancel you and we get penalized. I said, you're the one who wants to cancel, so cancel if you want to. And she didn't want to do that because she's going to lose her money. So she tried to pull some shenanigans and all kinds of stuff to get her money back and do all this stuff with Airbnb. Long story short, day comes, day leaves. She never showed up. We charge her. Next day, she loses a bad review and still tries to get her money back. So I had her review removed, and we kept her money anyway. So
win-win.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's 7:45. I got to bounce for the next meeting. But Chris, appreciate you being on here, man. A lot of gold. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. You guys okay? Post this video.
Of course.
I want to post in my public Facebook group, too, if you don't mind. Just this one.
Yeah,
unless you just want to be on there. All right.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. Thanks guys.